Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This evening, the weather across Israel remains mild. Tel Aviv and Haifa are experiencing a pleasantly cool night, while Jerusalem has slightly cooler temperatures. A warm breeze is making the night comfortable for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran warned the U.S. against an Israeli attack on a Hezbollah-held ridge in South Lebanon. This report comes from the Times of Israel and was detailed earlier today. Also, former Prime Minister Bennett outlined his plan to rebuild relations with the U.S. and set boundaries concerning Saudi Arabia. This information was reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, Finance Minister Smotrich announced preparations for countermeasures against British sanctions. This was covered by Israel Hayom in the past hour. Separately, new details have emerged about the clashes that halted an operation against Hezbollah after October 7th. This exclusive comes from the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports Iran's warning to the U.S. regarding Israeli actions on a Lebanese ridge held by Hezbollah. This was reported in earlier coverage. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 reported earlier that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, describing them as crude bullying. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that Hakim Jeffries, a prominent Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker on CNN. This post came in earlier today. Meanwhile, Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced the expulsion of Dutch representatives from a support center in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows a series of anti-Israeli measures by the Dutch government. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the tensions in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Iran has warned the U.S. against any Israeli strikes on Hezbollah-held positions in South Lebanon. This warning comes amid heightened regional tensions, as over a dozen Revolutionary Guard members are reportedly in the area. The situation could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact the broader regional stability. Turning to domestic politics, former Prime Minister Bennett has laid out a vision to restore ties with the American public and cautioned against hasty moves with Saudi Arabia. Walla's report emphasizes his focus on diplomacy and strategic partnerships ahead of the upcoming elections. This could influence voters seeking stability in Israel's international relations. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Smotrich is preparing Israel's response to British sanctions. According to Israel Hayom, Smotrich aims to counteract these economic and political measures. This development might escalate tensions between Israel and Britain, potentially affecting bilateral trade. In military news, the Jerusalem Post reveals that internal conflicts stopped a military operation against Hezbollah shortly after October 7th. Analysts highlight the complexity of decision-making in high-stakes military scenarios. This underscores the challenges faced by Israeli defense forces in managing regional threats. Finally, I-24 News reiterates Iran's warning to the U.S. about Israeli military actions in Lebanon. This highlights the persistent risk of conflict escalation in the region, affecting both diplomatic and security efforts. In financial news, first, a move to lower sheep cheese prices is underway. Walla Business reports the Ministries of Agriculture and Finance agreed to remove tariffs, aiming to increase competition and benefit consumers. Separately, CTEC highlights Israeli academia's struggle as the number of European research grants has sharply fallen. This decline could impact Israel's position in global scientific research. And finally, gasoline prices are set to drop significantly. According to Globes, Finance Minister Smotrich plans to cut excise taxes, which should ease costs for motorists. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.